Welcome to episode number 5 of Become a Guitarist Today with myself, Adam Roach. In this episode, I interview Russell Morris, who is an Australian iconic legend.
What age did you start playing guitar?
I didn't start playing guitar till pretty late, actually. I was always a singer. Yeah. I had guitars, but I could never really master playing them. So I decided to, I could see the writing on the wall with a lot of artists. I didn't want to be just a song and dance man. I didn't want to wait for people to present me with songs. I thought I'd rather sink or swim under my own volition. So I decided that I had to learn to play the guitar to learn to write songs. And I was hopeless on the piano, so I had to grab the guitar and away I went. Yeah, and so I did start pretty late. I probably started when I was about 19, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good. And were you self-taught or did you go to a teacher?
No, self-taught and very badly at that. But the good thing about it was is I learnt some bad habits, which were probably stupidly I listened to advice from other players that I respected in the early 70s and 60s because they'd make me feel really embarrassed about all of a sudden putting a two-bar beat in or a one beat or something, and they would go, listen, is it four bars or... is it four beats or two? And I wouldn't know what they're talking about. So I got really self-conscious. So consciously I would write my songs and then I would listen to them back and count. So I counted them in strict tempo all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think it was a detriment because it really it injured my songwriting for a while. It wasn't until we did the blues albums that Mitch Vance, who produced the blues album, said, listen, I like the idiosyncrasies that you actually throw in. He said, don't worry about timing. Just sing when you feel like you're going to sing.
Yeah.
And it freed me up enormously, which was great.
Yeah, definitely. So who inspired you to play the guitar? Or it was just like you felt you had to do it for your songwriting?
A couple of people. Neil Young, probably. I thought, well, I've got to be able to play like Neil Young and be able to write songs and Bob Dylan and... they were the songwriters, and I thought, I've got to follow in their footsteps. But since then, I look at players, like guitar players, just I'm in awe of so many of them, you know. And probably Dave Gilmour would be probably one of my favourite players. Lowell George, Derek Trucks, those sort of guys. Jimi Hendrix, of course. They're the sort of players that I like and I really enjoy.
Yeah. So when you first learnt, was it just the chords you're teaching, or did you get into any theory, like the reading of the notes or anything?
No, I just learned the chords. And then when I started to try and learn to play little bits of lead, I had to try and work out where to play.
Yeah.
So I would say to guitar players, what's happening here? You know, what sort of scale do you play over that? And they would show me bits. And I was never very good. My ear has never been really good. I can't listen to a record and pick out the solo. If it's really simple, I can.
Yep.
But if it's lots of twiddly D's and Bert and Ernie's, I can't hear them half the time. So I'll sometimes get people to show me things.
Okay.
And then I find it difficult to play what it is. So I tend to adapt it to what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So that's the way I play. I tend to adapt what's out there and adapt it to my ability. A man's got to know his limitations.
Yes, that's right. That's good. Now, do you remember the very first song that you learnt?
That I learnt or wrote?
Learnt, I guess.
Learnt. The first song I learnt was a Donovan song. I was a big Donovan fan way back in the 60s, and it was a song called Try and Catch the Wind.
Okay. Now, how about the first song that you wrote with the guitar?
The first time I wrote was a song called Slow Joey. That was back in probably 68, maybe.
Yep.
Or 69, somewhere around then. That was the first song I wrote. And I'd only managed to learn rudimentary chords like D, A, G, E minor, and some of the bar chord, E minors and things. So I had to stick within my limits.
Yeah. What was the very first song you played live with the guitar? So you said you sung first, but very song, you got up there and strummed away and were you nervous?
The first song I played, I think, with a guitar, I was very nervous. I was terrified. It was horrifying.
Yeah.
I think it was Proud Mary.
Okay.
That was probably would have been one of the first ones I learnt to play. And that was, yeah, that would be the first time I played guitar. But I didn't play guitar for a long time. I mainly just sang.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
And it was only later on that I started to learn the guitar. But I had to stick, as I said, stick to simpler songs at first, songs that were like three chords, four chords. That was it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And how about now? Do you have a favourite song to play live and sing on the guitar?
It's hard. It's hard to say what my favourite songs are to play live because it's almost like your children and you're standing them up and you're going, well, which one's your favourite? You don't want to say, well, I've got a favourite. Because you don't know if you have because they're all different. They all have their own intrinsic things about them that you enjoy doing. The songs I tend to like the most are the open E songs, the songs like or riff songs like Black Dog Blues or Walk My Blues. They're the songs I enjoy probably playing, although Shark Mouth I do enjoy playing very much.
Yep. No, that's good. Now, I was watching some of your videos last night. Now, I noticed that you use your thumb a lot.
I use a thumb pick. I always used to use a pick normally, but when I started to try and learn, when I was doing blues, when I started playing blues and I started to want to try to learn play a little bit of rudimentary slide, it was much easier for me because my fingers are as soft as putty and I'm not naturally born to have really hard skin on my thumb. And a lot of the old blues players would either play with a long thumbnail. I can't seem to get that to work, or really hard, calloused skin fingers. So I ended up adapting it to a thumb pick and using my nails on the other strings.
Okay. And also, with your fretting hand, so when you're playing the chords, I notice that your thumb does come over the top of the fretboard, to mute the top two strings, I guess. If you're playing a D, your thumb comes right over. Unless it was just for one song.
Yeah, sometimes it does, yes.
Yeah. Just something that you did, I guess.
That's probably due to the fact that maybe that song you saw me playing was in open G.
Yep.
And the bass string is down to a D and the A string is down to an A. So if I'm up playing like the fourth chord, I will hammer those down, which makes it gives a better bass response to the song, yeah.
Yeah. Now, as far as the songwriting, when you do your own songwriting, do you just try and keep the simple chords just to start with and then you might add to it later on?
I try not to make things too complicated. I used to in years gone by.
Yep.
I really try to keep songs quite simple chord-wise because I think the secret is maybe in the melody. You know, the more complicated the chords get, you tend to follow the melody into these dark corners if you're adding. Some guys are great at it, but I'm not. I can't sort of add augmented chords or minor thirds and all that sort of stuff. And the melody tends to get lost for me. I tend to follow the chord and sing the main. It's best for me to keep it rudimentary and to explore where the boundaries are for me in the melody sense. In that chord and not... if I all of a sudden throw a fourth in, I'm probably going to sing the fourth. And I don't really want to do that I try not to,
That's good. Yeah, so I was watching one of the other clips as well where Sydney Opera House, is that right?
Yeah.
Where you did with Guy Sebastian, Damien Eamon, Human Nature.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Now, how much of a buzz was that playing with those guys?
It was fantastic. Human Nature's section in the middle was fabulous, great. And I really do like Guy Sebastian as a guy and also as a talent.
Yeah.
He's a great talent. He's a really nice fella, yeah.
Yeah, it sounded brilliant.
Yeah, it was good fun. Yeah, it really was good fun, particularly at the Opera House in at Bengalong's place.
Okay.
He was the Aboriginal guy, the elder who they named Point Bengalong after.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Oh, yeah, so also with the songwriting, just for, young artists starting, they're playing guitar. I have a lot of students now, they know all their major, minor chords, just in the open position. And I find when they try and songwrite, they try and do too many chords. And, they want to try and make it sound more interesting. So how important do you think it is just to stick around those three, four chords?
Initially, I think it's really important to keep three or four chords because then you get to explore your melodies and some people get too hung up on the chords, and they're concentrating more about the chord changes and how it sounds rather than thinking about the song and about what they're trying to say.
My
tip to them is probably try and find a title of a song first.
Yep.
Or try and find what they want to say first and write down some rough ideas, mm-hmm. and then start playing guitar and then trying to sing some of their ideas, you know, and melding it that way. That's how I tended to do it, particularly with all the blues stuff. I would find a story and I'd write the story down roughly and then play guitar and then try and find a mood that would fit that what I'm trying to write about. If it's a gangster, it's got to be either a real spooky sort of mood, or if it's a song about sort of, you know, travelling around the countryside, it's got to be up and sort of dancey. You know, you can't do a ballad travelling around the countryside. It doesn't sound like you're travelling at all.
Yeah, for sure. Do you have like a favourite key to writing, or you just whatever you feel comes to that song?
My favourite key to writing for guitar is E. I really like to write in E, but the thing is there are some songs you'll start writing and you think, gee, that doesn't work. It's just not quite getting the best out of my voice, the way I pitched that melody.
Yep.
So that's what happened with Black Dog Blues. That was originally an E.
Oh, okay, yep.
And I moved it up to F sharp and put a capo on.
Yep.
So I tend to move, if the song suits my voice in the key that I've written it in, whether it's E or G, I leave it there. But if not, I was actually doing that when you rang up, actually. There's a song called My Photograph.
Okay.
That I was working on, and I originally wrote it in G. Now I've now moved it up to B because I think it probably has more plaintive value up a little bit higher.
Yep. So do you use a capo, or you just...
This one. I'm just using bar chords.
Okay, yep.
On this, because the chords are only B, C-sharp minor, E, F-sharp, E. Yeah, and then they come in. So it's not very complicated.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Because if you're only just starting to play guitar, you become too hung up on the chords, trying to come up with songs to make the chords interesting and not the song interesting. The chords are just a vehicle that the song rides in, and the song is the most important thing, not the chords. Even if you're playing chords where the melody doesn't quite work over, someone can adjust it for you later on along the lines. You know?
Yeah, that's right.
Just to stick with something simple.
Yep. So as far as your own music, so I know you've got the Sharkmouth album, which was that 2013, is that right?
Sharkmouth was 2013, yeah.
Yeah, so you're working on a new one now, are you?
Well, I've done three. Sharkmouth was a biggest seller for that year, Australian selling album.
Oh, wow.
Then we brought out, that was top 10, and we brought out Van Diemen's Land, that was also top 10.
Yep.
And Sharkmouth won an ARIA, Van Diemen's was nominated, then we brought out Red Dirt, Red Heart, which won an ARIA, and also went top 10. So they've all been right up there. So now I'm just about, it's been 2 years since I did Red Dirt, Red Heart, so now just starting to come out of the fog.
Yep.
And I'm starting to look at ideas to travel on for my next album.
Yeah, oh, that's excellent. So expect maybe next year, you think, new album?
Yeah, hopefully I'll have it written by Christmas.
Okay.
And then I'll record probably January or February.
Yep. So do you do all your own songwriting, or do you try and collaborate with other people?
I will collaborate sometimes. I'll get with people and I'll just say, yeah, what have you got? I don't tend to let them write the lyrics, except for Gary Page, who's a friend of mine in Tassie, who can't play any instruments, so he does write lyrics.
Yep, yep.
And what I'll do with him is I will do a bed track and make a whole lot of noises, and I'll have half a chorus that I'm happy with and just send it to him. He just fills in the blanks.
Yep.
As with when I work with Shannon Bourne, who's like one of the greatest guitar players in this country, he just comes over and I say, play. He plays a track and I say, all right, let's record it. And he plays some chords and plays some things and puts them down, and then he goes away and I listen to it and I start to feel a melody and a story into the song that he's played.
Yeah.
And I do it that way.
Okay. So the next album's still in the blues vein?
It's rootsy bluesy, but it'll be a little bit different. I'm going to take it a little bit, I'm going to push the boundaries a little bit and make it a little bit different.
Okay. Yeah, no, that sounds good. Look forward to hearing it.
Yeah, I'm sort of looking forward to hearing it myself. I'm just sort of tossing the songs around at the moment, trying to find the right sort of mix of stuff and the right songs to write, yeah.
Yeah, oh, excellent. And also, just while we're here, Lionel, thank you for giving myself and my sister the chance to sing with you at the Daryl Cotton tribute gig.
Oh, no, that was fun, yeah. It wasn't a fun day, but it was good to do it.
All right, thanks very much for that.
Thanks a lot. All right, see you later.
Talk soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Head on over to becomeaguitaristtoday.com. From there, you can become a member for the month of August for only $40 and receive a free book, Become a Guitarist Today by Adam Roach. Also, from the original band Busted Up, their latest CD. You can also get access to the closed Facebook group, Become a Guitarist Today, where there are thousands of lessons updated weekly. And ask any questions you want, they will be answered. So head on over to becomeaguitaristtoday.com. That's all one word, becomeaguitaristtoday, no spaces.com. I want to quickly thank two sponsors. The first one is Custom Guitar Picks, run by Gus. This is one of the quickest service you'll find for custom-made picks. And you can do it all online. Design your own picks. Just head to customguitarpicks.com.au. There you can select the thickness of your pick, the colour, what type of pick you want. You can also upload your own artworks, then submit it online, and it's all done. You can also check out the different categories of other picks to choose from. The other sponsor is Guitar World, run by Mick. Guitar World used to be a shop in the High Street, Northcote. Now Mick is concentrating on repairs, services and setups. So Mick has been doing all my services for the past 20 years on all my guitars, and every time I get it back, it feels like a brand new guitar. So call Mick on 0476 937 025. So I hope you enjoyed the interview with Russell Morris. I'm just going to expand on some of the songwriting ideas. So he spoke about D, A, and G. So with those three chords there, there's a lot that you can do. So you can start off just with the basic rhythm. And from there you can start to change around the order and the rhythms. So. Example to do different timing, so you could also try picking through the chords. So you can see there's lots of different variations you can do to start writing songs with just three chords. Or you can do a combination of picking and strumming. So join me next Wednesday where I interview Ian Archibald from the Ian Archibald Band. So he's my first in-house guest where we get to jam together and we talk about all things related to the guitar. So until then, keep jamming.